The pasuk says in this week's parasha, Parasha Shoftim, Ki seitzel mecham aloivecha, the Torah says we go out to war with our enemies, for resus v'rechav am rab mincha, you see horses, chariots, a large army. So the pasuk continues and says, V'yark k'refchem al mechama, as you approach the war, v'nigash kehanem v'dibah al'am, the kohen comes and speaks to Klal Yisrael. And he says to them, Shema Yisrael, Atam Kreim Hayoim L'Mechama Aloyveichem, you are coming close to war, Ayere L'Vavchem, you have nothing to fear. And Rashi, quoting the Gemara Masech, the Soita, Daf Mem Beis or Mabeis, teaches us that what the Kohen would tell them was, Afilo Ein Bechem Schus El Krishma Bilvad, if the only merit that you have to prevail in this war is the mitzvah that you say Krishma, Kedai Atem Sheishia Eschem. That is enough that you will be able to prevail. And we need to understand, of course, why does Krishma, the mitzvah of Krishma, have this incredible power that even if we're in a very serious war situation, the mitzvah of Krishma could help us prevail. We also know that Shas, Masechta Brachos, begins with the mitzvah of Krishma, and particularly begins with the mitzvah of Krishma Shel Arvis. As the first Mishnah Masechta Brachos, that Beis Om and Aleph begins, Me'emasai Koyne Shema Ba'Arvis, with a question, when do we say Krishma every evening? And only later on the Aftes does the Mishnah ask the question, Me'emasai Koyne Shema B'Shachros, what is the proper time to say Krishma Shel Shachros? And the Gemara on that Beis Im Masechta Brachos gives two explanations why the Mishnah chose to begin with Krishma Shel Arvis and only speak about Krishma Shel Arvis Shachris afterwards. One is because the Pasuk that speaks about the obligation to say Krishma speaks about B'shach B'cha, and first speaks about the obligation to say Krishma Shel Arvis, and only afterwards does the Pasuk say Uf Kumecha. So that's why we're following the order that's stated in the Pasuk. The other explanation the Gemara offers is that the Tana of this Mishnayis is following the order in which the world was created. We know that the world was created, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, V'erev V'yivoyke Yom Echad. But what we need to understand is why indeed is the Krishma Shel Arvis come before the Krishma Shel Shachris? Why? And if we could even take it a step further, what is the difference between the two answers of the Gemara? The Gemara is trying to explain why we start with Krishma Shel Arvis. And the Gemara brings one pasuk about the creation of the world and one about Krishma itself. What is the difference between those two approaches? The Sefer Chassidim in Simen Kuf Nun Hei teaches us, we are all faced in lives with challenges. And sometimes we are challenged to do something which is, we know, not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to behave. Or Shiesh Lecha, says the Sefer Chassidim, Yetzahara, Shemizgaber Alecha Laver Alasos. There's a Yetzahara that is trying to have you do what you're not supposed to do. Tachshev, begin to think, Eloi Yisub Shas Hashmad, if your life was dependent on it, if they were telling you, if you won't do what you're not supposed to do, we will kill you. The halacha is, Harei Lecha Kol Yisurim Aymavis Bavur HaBayri. Any Jew is ready to accept death and difficult pain, just l'shem Hashem. Shnemar akein al lomas ahuvecha. V'mayi roitzum hargesach yisurim lasilcha shenifcha mavus mechayim. Somebody would tell you, pick life or death, but if you're going to pick life, you're going to have to not do the will of Hashem. Hayisa servil. So if that is a situation of life and death, Klal Yisrael, says the Sefer Chassidim, is ready to give up their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now when the challenge that's facing you currently, It isn't a question of life and death. It isn't such so very important, so very enticing. Of course, if you'll have that in mind, you'll do what you're supposed to do. What's pshat? So the Tanya explains in Perek Yud Ches that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, every Jew has in him a spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's known as the Pintel Yid. And that's what it says in the Pasuk. He explains in Parshas Netzavim, Ki karav elecha hadovah ma'oid, beficha ubevavcha la'soysoy. Each one of us, karav elecha, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes that connection, that flame, is very covered with all types of barriers. But under all of those barriers, and under all of those mechitzes, lays that flickering flame connecting to us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all we need to do is awaken that flame. Says the Baal HaTanya, when a Jew says Krishna, he's awakening that flame. And he says, there's a very interesting Yonasim ben Uziel. The Pasuk says in Parashas Balak, the terrible situation where Shevet Shimon did the Aveira Zimri ben Solu with Kozbi bas Tzor. And the Pasuk says, Vehine ish b'nei Yisrael ba, v'yakrav al achav ha-medyonis l'ene Moshe l'ene kodas b'nei Yisrael. He comes with this woman in front of all of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Vehema boichin Pesach oil moed. Says the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, Vina Bochin v'Koyrin Krishma, v'Kaimin b'Tra Mishkan Zimna. They were crying and saying Krishma. What does Krishma have to do when Klal Yisrael was in this terrible situation where a Nasi, a leader of Klal Yisrael, was doing such an Aveira? What happened was they realized that Klal Yisrael was facing a challenge. The challenge of Chas v'Sholem going against the will of Hashem. So all of Klal Yisrael realized that there's one way that we have to be able to face that challenge, and that is by saying Krishma. And what's the Pasuk say? B'shachbecha, when it's a time when you're going to sleep, when it's dark and the world doesn't look good, and it's dark and the situation that I don't know, will I be able to do what I'm supposed to do? Tells us the Torah, b'shachbecha, there's a way to survive, say Krishma. And certainly, u'kumecha, when things are going well, then we of course could say Krishma. But there's another point to the Krishma, and that is a famous medrash. The medrash teaches us that when Yaakov Avinu met Yosef, after 22 years of separation, the Medrash says that Yosef was crying, but Yaakov Avinu was not crying. The Pasuk says, V'yayra elo v'yipal al tzavarav, v'yayfch al tzavarav oid. Yosef was crying, and Yaakov was not crying. Ask the Medrash, why wasn't Yaakov crying? And the Medrash responds, because Yaakov was saying Krishma. And the question is, if it was the time to say Krishma, why wasn't Yosef also saying Krishma? And if it wasn't the time to say Krishma, why did Yaakov choose specifically then to say Krishma? So Sefer Reshus Fosenu, quoting many Mefarshim, say that Yaakov Avinu, a father who had not seen a son for 22 years, imagine that moment, how much love filled his heart at that moment. And when a Jew has such a high degree of love in his heart, he's supposed to take that love and direct it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, a son, doesn't miss a father to the same degree. That's why Yaakov, who came to that madrega, to came to that point in life, said Krishma at that moment. Yosef did not say Krishma at that moment. So we see there's another point to the Krishma. The Krishma is a declaration of our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a declaration that we recognize what are we here in the world. We're here in the world to become closer to Hashem. And that's what the Torah says, V'yivayker. Not only in the good times must we be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only in the times when we see the Yad Hashem, when we see the hand of Hashem, but even V'yivarev, when it's night, we need to use those moments for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Pasuk. Says the Pasuk, V'yivarev V'yivayker. There are two dimensions to Krishna. One dimension to Krishna is that when we're faced with personal challenges, say Krishna. And certainly when we have success. And the second element of Krishna is to recognize that what are we here for in the world? Much broader than specific situations that we're faced with. What are we here in the world for? We're here in the world to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, whatever talents we have, we should use for Avodas Hashem. Yaakov Avinu taught us that when I have a moment like that, when I recognize the 22 years of being separated from my son, I don't focus on the negative. I don't focus on those terrible, difficult years. I focus the love that I feel at this moment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Shas begins with those moments, with that mitzvah, with the mitzvah of Krishna. And that's what the Kohen tells Klal Yisrael as they're approaching the war. It's a time of war. It's a dangerous situation. And we don't know what's going to happen. But says the Kohen to Klal Yisrael, how does a Jew survive difficult situations? A Jew survives difficult situations by realizing that he's here for Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here, gave us situations to become closer. And not only are the good times that we become closer, even the difficult times are times for us to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. So I saw the Ramatul Kass that tells Rosh Hashiva explained, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha means that constantly, Tamim, all of the time, Tamim he defines like Tamid, always, 24-7, every day, every moment, we should be connected to Hashem Elokecha, the lesson of Krishna, that we're always connected to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time. But there's a beautiful verse from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, the Pasuk says, in this week's parasha, V'loisokim l'chom atseva, we shouldn't put up monuments, asher son Hashem Elokecha. And Pasha Pshat, the Pasuk is telling us that we're not supposed to have Avodah Zarah. The Chassam Sofer says, Matseva is from the Lashon Nitzavim, to stand still. V'loisokim l'chom matseva, a Jew may not be in a status of matseva, standing still. A Jew has to constantly grow. A Jew has to realize that every moment of life is a moment of coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The lesson of Krishna, that every moment of life is an opportunity for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shapacha uf kumecha, in every situation that we face in life, we can become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never stop growing in our closeness, in our being tamim m'Hashem Elokecha.